You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also download the Civic Media app right now if you haven't already. You can call, text, leave a voice message. You can listen to live programming. You can get your news. It's all right there for you in the Civic Media app, so download that today. If you've missed anything from the show, you missed our conversation with Anisha Stephen, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight in the show page, and download episodes and catch up, because we want you to be part of all of the fun. Still to come, we're going to be talking to Sherry Stoka, who is the owner and founder of Waitlist MD, a friend of the show, talking about GLPs, ones and twos, as well as just staying healthy, getting a good diet, and being healthy. That's all I got to say about that one. Sorry about that, Pete. I kind of just stopped right there. It just kind of happened. You're also muted, Pete.
I am having all kinds of technical issues tonight.
Oh, man.
We fellows
are a professional radio show where I stop talking and Pete is muted. But yeah, I'm gonna have a great time with that conversation coming up in just a little bit. But before we go any further, guys, what do you say we restate the question of the night?
Love it.
What is your favorite athlete name? Pro athlete, college athlete, whatever. Give us a fun athlete name, folks. There's so many good ones out there, yeah. And we're about to read some of them. We got some great responses, some of them a little on the blue side, which is okay, and some of them actually serious. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us the old-fashioned way on the text line, or you could go to the app, which is outstanding and very easy to use, the Civic Media app. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, you can drop us a stream comment and let us know the name of your, or a really cool athlete name. It could be, I picked Lawyer Malloy. I think that's a great name. He was a safety for years for the New England Patriots. I just think it's a cool name, Lawyer Malloy.
I was always a fan of Ha Ha Clinton Dix, but.
Oh, yeah.
That was one. I will say, okay, so what I'm going to do right now, it's kind of like, there's always the most popular answer to the question. So I'm just going to say, John from Madison, listening to WMDX. Brett from Brown Deer, listening to WAUK. Jay on the Facebook page. So far, they have all said the same name. I haven't seen anybody else say it. Dick Trickle. That's within context. That is FCC compliant. He was a person. He still is a person. But they picked Dick Trickle as the best name. We saw a lot of names based in fallacy. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. But
that's accurate.
I think that was the most popular one. Yep, we got a lot of, and we got a lot of references to the Key and Peele sketch guy, Hingle McKringleberry, which is fantastic. I said, of course, Le Car Patron, Duke Marriott. So those were great picks there. So that's just sort of to kick things off. So Dick Trickle is taken care of.
Have fun with it, folks. And look, exactly. If you still think Dick Trickle is your favorite, you could share that too. We'll add it to the list, but. And a reminder, folks, tomorrow night is our first ever Nightlight Movie Club, and we encourage you to be part of it. We sort of retooled the popcorn pick of the week. We're still doing it, but it's in the form of the Nightlight Movie Club. And tomorrow night's movie, if you want to play along, is The Sandlot. Perfect choice for the start of the baseball season here. Mm-hmm. So that's in the second hour tomorrow, we're going to talk about The Sandlot. And we welcome you. We encourage you to be part of the conversation, either via phone or text. And tell us your thoughts on The Sandlot and, be part of our Nightlight Movie Club. First ever, tomorrow night. That's pretty cool, Greg.
I am very much looking forward to it because, I rewatched the movie between yesterday and today, and I think I might even watch some of it again tomorrow just to, notes or whatnot. But I forgot how much I love that movie, and I forgot how much it's just, it touches your inner soul. It just feels really good. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Looking forward to that very much so. The premiere of the Nightlight Movie Club. Be part of the club, folks. Be part of the club. It doesn't cost anything to join. Just hang out and have a good time. So
talk about our favorite scenes, favorite lines, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be fun.
So on the Facebook page, I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing is I do not know the most about sports ever.
Okay.
So I don't know. I know which ones are Key and Peele sketches. Like what was it? Trumpeter Joe on the live stream, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, or Zafros Moss. That is, yeah. Yep. Nick on Facebook says Kool-Aid McKinstry. I don't know if that's real.
That's what I was going to say. And he is real. He is real.
He's real?
He is,
yes,
really?
He is.
Amazing.
Well done, Nick.
Mm-hmm. I think University of Alabama. Tim on the Facebook also says, and there's a bunch here. Marvelous Marv Thornberry, Merv Rettenmund. I feel like some of these are tricks for me to say dirty things on the air. Wayne Van Dorp. And I won't say the last one. It's in context. I don't care. I'm not saying this last one. You can look it up on Facebook, what he put. I'm not saying this word live.
Which one, so. Greg?
No.
I'm just going to say Dizzy B word. That's what I'm going to say. B word. So that's all I'm going to say. Tiff, this is a rodeo professional bull rider.
I like that one.
Ryan Dirt Eater.
Did you read Tim Baker's yet?
Pete LeCook. No, I read it incorrectly right there. I'm not saying it. Okay, I'm not going to say the way.
That's the guy's name. We can say that.
It's not his name. That's not a real name.
I swear to you, that is a real name. Pete LeCroc. It is. He was in the 70s. He was a pitcher. And we would always giggle when the announcers had to say his name, as I'm sure the announcers did when he said his name.
JB, I love this. Carl Davis. Oh, my God. That's funny. Let's see here. We got on the text line, Eric listening in Madison on WMDX says Harlan Huckleby, old Green Bay Packers. And then let's see who else here.
Are we done with, are we not reading any more of the Facebook ones?
I was switching. I was going back.
Oh,
and forth.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I was, variety is the spice of life.
Okay.
Wow.
That's impressive. Well, I don't want to repeat any.
Oh no. Let's see. No name here on, but they're listening on WMDX Peekaboo Street for skiing. Coolest
Love
professional
it.
Name. Someone also on the text line said that as well. Peekaboo Street. That's a Trigvi. Trigvi said that.
Trigvi. Yeah.
Trigvi. I'm really happy I nailed that first name on the first try. I only know that because of Trigvi Olson, but thank you, Trigvi, for reaching out to us.
Trigvi Rude. But, yeah.
Yeah. There we
Trigvi
go.
Trigvi Rude's a pretty cool name too, by the way.
I mean, that's an amazing name.
Yeah.
They would say, how do you pronounce your first name? I would always say guess. Because there are no real discernible. I mean, there's a vowel at the end, and but the Y doesn't qualify as a vowel because it doesn't qualify in the English language. But this is a stunning lack of vowels in this name. But
he should have gone into sports with a name like that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Batting first, playing center field. Trigvi Rude.
Monica in Mount Horeb listening on WMDX says, boxer Kevin Kelly, a.k.a. the Flushing Flash. I know he was from Flushing, New York, but he had taken a lot of hits to the head to settle on that name. Sounds more like an intestinal condition after a late night Taco Bell run. There you
Ouch.
Go. Dang.
That could have happened. Carmella in the 414 says, hey, guys, the coolest. Pardon?
I was going to say, hey, Carmella. Oh.
Coolest name in sports, Sterling Sharp. That is a good sports name. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carmella. And
worst name, Shannon Sharp.
I'll go with Sterling any day of the week. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Grim Natwick. Bad boy for the Boston Betty Boops.
Oh, my God. Hey, Grim, are you in a band? Of course I'm in a band.
Oh, God, I love that. You got Monica. So let's say we got... Chris Casper gave you a shout-out, Dom. He loved the Beatles, The Taxman.
Thank you,
soundtrack.
Casper. Thank you.
Again, a song about rock stars who don't want to pay their fair share. let's see here. Bridget on the text line. I thought it was my wife at first, but it's not. It's just a person named Bridget. Thank you so much for listening. Babe Ruth. That's a fun name. And that's a funny thing about... We'll talk about more about this on tomorrow's show with The Sandlot, their references to Babe Ruth, but that's... that was a fun name as well. We got another Dick Trickle. Got another, thank you, Chris Casper. And Chris poses this question. Also, are race car drivers actually athletes? I think the cars are the athletes there. To be an athlete, you need to be athletic. Billboards is an activity. Billiards is an activity. I think you're just trying to rouse up some fights here, man, because I'm sorry, but I think they are sports. I've seen race car drivers have to train what they do in the gym to make their bodies, like, you know, first of all, stay in shape. They have to make sure they're athletes. I'm not going to say they are, you know what I mean?
Their heartbeats get, I would say, I know where Casper's going with this. I would disagree. I would say race car drivers are athletes more so than golfers or billiards players. I would say curling, people that do curling, that's, you have to be physically, thighs burn.
He takes after curling too. He says, not a sport. Same thing with curling. I absolutely disagree. I don't think you can play curling right now. If you tried to curl at the level of those athletes in the Olympics, you would want to go and dive into a frozen lake.
I would be terrible.
So Casper.
For me personally, I think that, like, they are athletes. They are world class athletes, and they are getting paid lots of money or getting gold medals or, you know, medals of certain alloys to perform their sport. So I'm not waiting in that other than saying they're athletes. I'm fine. There we go. Okay.
Eric in Madison says, Harlan Huckleby, old Green Bay Packers. I remember that name.
Yep.
And did you read Brett's text, Greg, from Brown Deer?
The one that just came in? No, again, we got another DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Such a good name.
I figured.
Is that really? I thought DeBrickashaw Ferguson was from the Key and Peele thing. Is that really a sports?
I think it is.
Athlete?
Yeah, he played for the Jets. Wow.
Oh, he says it wasn't a Key and Peele name. He played for. Yeah. Okay.
Tell me that all doesn't right. sound like one of the vast amounts of names. DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely. Boris on the Facebook says Dick Pohl. He was a pitcher for the Red Sox. Got another name there. Mike Desitel. This might be my favorite one. Buzz
this
Nutter.
Is a good one.
Buzz Nutter.
What? That sounds obscene, but it's not.
Yep. And we got proof here that Kool-Aid McKinstry was a football player. I mean, he still might be. He played for the Saints. So
he's really good.
Okay. It's just a lot of very interesting. Dave Roller. I mean, that's fun.
Robert Bro, Dave Roller. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a good name. You know,
those are some great names in there. Love that. Love the outreach here. I'm loving what I'm hearing from people. I think there were some more on the text lines. But I think we got them all there. So
here's another one on the text line from John. He put a Key and Peele. It's key. He says JR Junior Juniors Junior. I love that sketch.
Oh, and Sydney Politics sent us some messages here. First of all, Happy New Year. And he said UFC fighter Andre Touchy Feely.
No.
Nickname Touchy, last name is Feely.
Come on.
There's no way. That's real.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything. You want to tell a guy his name isn't his name?
It's
true. He works for the UFC? I ain't saying anything.
I don't even mess with Sydney Politics.
Good job, Mr. Feely. Love what you're doing. Yeah. Love the work you do. Please don't punch me in the head. And then finally, Roger on the live stream says, Oil Can Boyd.
Just sounds like
a guy who makes chewing tobacco while playing baseball. I mean, just that just name sounds amazing. So,
totally.
All right. When we come back from the break, we'll be speaking to Sherry Stoka, from the owner and founder of Weightless MD, about GLPs, keeping a healthy diet, keeping a healthy nutrition plan. But that's all going to be here. Stay tuned. Stay close. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You remember, Dom. I'm impressed. One of my all-time faves. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, sitting upstate from Greg Bach, who is coming to you from Racine. And Dom Lee, as he is affectionately called, is Lake Michigan adjacent in Madison in the studio. You can still get in on the fun. Your favorite athlete name. That's our question tonight. What is your favorite athlete name? You can go phallic like most of our immature listeners, or you can give an actual mature name like I did, Lawyer Malloy. Greg, I don't think. Did you answer the question?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I did. I said, haha, Clinton Dix.
Haha, Clinton Dix, of course. All right, so
I'm one of the immature, unwashed bunch.
No, that's a good one, though. Join the fun, folks, 855-752-4842, or text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, you can send us a stream comment. But right now, we're going to keep the show rolling and bring along one of our Nightlight Besties. She joins us periodically to talk about nutrition and diet and all kinds of fun, healthy stuff. She is the founder of Wayless MD and Wellness, and she joins us now over the stream, Sherry Stoka. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
It's great to have you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Great to be here.
Good. All right. So I'm just trying to figure out, I feel like GLPs we want to get into, but maybe we'll save that for after the news break. In the meantime, I have to ask you, in your email earlier, you talked about the Jell-O trick.
What is
the Jell-O trick? I kind of read about it, but I would love to hear it from you.
I mean, I knew you were going to ask me that because it's like, there is enough people that have asked me about that, including my like family members. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to look into it a little bit. And it is the epitome of like the dumbing down of America, I swear. You know, it's like taking down, it's like, it's, you know, like monopoly or taking advantage of the whole, like everyone that's on GLPs. So, you know, they try to twist it in a way that like, oh, it's a zero calorie sweet. You still get the dessert. It's not going to fill you up because you're never hungry on GLPs. It has protein, which it really doesn't, and has like one amino acid. So it doesn't really, it's not like a protein, you know, dessert. So, you know, it fills the stomach. So all of this nonsense, I mean, it's absolute nonsense. And then you get like celebrities that like back it up, right? So then it goes like viral and then like everyone's trying it.
Well, and that's okay. So I guess, you know, there's a whole host of things I could talk about when it comes to this topic. Cause I said earlier, I used to do not a comedy podcast, but a podcast that was comedic in value about weight loss, the weight loss system, everything that goes into this. I'm sure a lot of things you already know about because you are an expert in this field, but we are just seeing ad upon ad upon ad now on social media that is not only selling these products that seem to be straight up snake oil, but they are AIing celebrities to endorse. I saw one the other day that had Melissa McCarthy, and I'm like, wow, this, who is she suing right now? Because it has her, and folks listening on the radio, I'm doing some pretty heavy duty air quotes here. It had Melissa McCarthy plugging a weight loss system that I don't think she has anything to do with. And I'm like, well, if this is AI, I can believe in less in its validity, but like, how do folks even start to wade through all of the stuff out there?
You can't. You literally can't. I mean, I just had my sister send me this product and I like immediately looked into it. It was terrible. It had like 17 celebrities that backed it up, which was, like you said, I never even thought about AI, but it was probably AI because it had like random scientific like PhDers to like, you know, real celebrities. So it was like a hodgepodge of like people backing it up. You know, you have to find your trusted sources. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to, because it's a mess out there right now.
Yeah.
Just going back to the Jell-O trick for a moment, you know, is this just a way of, I remember like in the 90s, you know, my wife and I would eat pasta. Oh, no fat, you know, like we can still gorge ourselves and not have any of the horrible. Is that what people are doing with the Jell-O trick? Is it a way of just to say, eventually you just have to say, I can't eat something or I can't eat that and I don't have to substitute it. I just have to learn to live without it.
Well, okay. So no, the Jell-O is a little bit different because it's food without calories. You know, and people, so there's like two kind of like pieces to it. You know, you can eat something that's somewhat sweet. It's kind of a dessert, and it gelatin, like, you know, it's kind of like spongy. So it like, when it goes in the stomach, it expands. So it will, I mean, I don't remember ever make me feel full, but that's kind of like their sales pitch to it. So that it helps you feel full. You get a treat when you're, rather than like having, you know, some like, you know, dessert from Dairy Queen. And again, they're looking at the market today. The market is different. The majority of people are on GLPs and they don't want high dense foods anymore. Mm-hmm. They're looking for something sweet that's like lighter. And so they're like, okay, yeah, do this. If you're on a GLP, you can do it, but you can actually lose weight even if you're not on a GLP. So it's all marketing.
Wow.
And the thing too, like, I have to imagine that if it starts with a simple thing of, hey, you can have Jell-O and it can help you lose weight. And there you go. And then what happens in 6 weeks to, you know, a few months is someone comes up with a $50 Jell-O thing that says, you've got to try this because on top of the Jell-O, you're also going to get this. And people are going to say, well, I got to pay $50 for this high priced Jell-O because I want to lose. I mean,
I honestly, I can't believe what has happened with this Jell-O. I really can't.
And what a sentence.
It literally did. It is the dumbing down of America right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is.
That's crazy. Sherry Stoka is our guest. She is the founder of Wayless MD and Wellness and a dietitian and nutritionist. And she joins us here periodically to talk about all things health. And we're going to continue that conversation after the news. And a reminder, folks, tomorrow night's movie for our first ever Nightlight Movie Club, it's the popcorn pick of the week, is The Sandlot. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you guys have time to watch the film and be part of the conversation tomorrow night in hour number two. We are coming right back with Sherry Stoka. This is Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on Nightlight on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back to Nightlights. I am Pete Schwab. Sitting downstate for me is Greg Bach. Dom, sometimes I think you point when your favorite part of the song is over. It's like, we could come back a little earlier. You just wanted to hear that next verse.
It's true, you know, guilty.
And when I saw Jason Scheff up here singing all those Chicago tunes, he didn't sing that one. And that was one I was kind of hoping from his Chicago days. Anyway, folks, we are back. This is Nightlight, and we are in the middle of this insightful and really cool talk about diet and nutrition with our friend and creator of and founder of Wayless MD and Wellness, Sherry Stoka, who joins us over the stream. Sherry, all right, let's get into GLPs. We were talking a little bit about them at the break. You described it. You said we could talk about this GLP industry takeover. That's how you described it. Are they safe? And what did you mean by that? Did you mean that in a positive way or a negative way?
Negative way. Everyone is adjusting their business around the GLPs. Like you have GLP supplements that signal GLPs. You have food that hits the GLP receptors. You have like everything is catered now around the keywords. I mean, it's taken over, and it's not just weight loss anymore. I mean, they've been approved for kidney disease, cardiovascular disease. Now they're looking into GLPs for addiction. So it's a complete takeover.
Forgive the cynicism of this question, and please, as an expert, tell me that I'm wrong. You mentioned the new FDA. Are these things being approved so people can just lose weight and say, like, God, that could totally help with this. The GLPs can help with that. Like, it can help with brain fog. Or do they have legitimate applications to those ailments and problems? Or is it just the, I'll say you have this, wink, wink, so I can get you a GLP.
Yeah, it's a great question because what we ignore from a healthcare American national perspective is root cause disease. Every disease, I mean, not every, right? There's genetic and there's like some one-offs and nuances, but every single most, and again, I said every, but it's not every, starts with metabolic dysfunction, which basically is like insulin resistance. So like Alzheimer's, insulin resistance, kidney disease, insulin resistance, diabetes, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, insulin, like everything comes from the root cause. That is the root cause. So of course it's going to help everything because it does address the root cause. I mean, it improves insulin sensitivity. Over 90% of people are insulin resistant. So you're addressing the root cause, and then that's where it gets a little sketchy because it's like, okay, what are you doing with that information and that medication?
Previously on one of your appearances here, Sherry, I asked you how you go low carb and still get enough fiber in your diet. And when we spoke or swapped emails earlier, you mentioned managing proteins while on GLPs. How is that a challenge for people on GLPs to get enough protein, or do they get too much?
I know. I wanted to bring that up too, because I think it's so funny. Again, it's just funny because, it's all around the GLPs. Now everyone is awakened to the fact that like we need to eat protein because the madness out there is that GLPs cause muscle mass. I mean, you've heard it. I'm sure you've heard it. GLPs caused muscle mass. You look at the studies, 40% muscle loss versus fat. So now people are like, oh my gosh, since the majority of the population are on it, they're like, I need to eat more protein. When the fact of the matter is that, you know, are we protein deficient? I think the balance is just off. I think we eat enough protein. I just think we eat too many carbs as it relates to protein. And when it comes to the GLPs, GLPs innately absolutely do not cause muscle loss. That is not what they are there to do. There is not one study shows that GLP peptides cause muscle loss. It is what people do when they go on a GLP. They stop eating. They eat crap. They still eat, they go to McDonald's and have 400 calories a day and they're not getting any nutrition, but they're losing weight because they're losing muscle mass because they're not doing all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's where, again, it's like, it's this massive conundrum of like information going out there that is just confusing people.
Well, I think too, I mean, and again, please, anything I'm saying, correct me if I'm wrong. I've done my research. I hated saying that out loud, but you know, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, people just see these as the silver bullet, the magic pill. They see like, well, if I just start, whether it's taking a pill or taking a shot, I'm going to start losing weight and it's going to be great. I don't have to do anything else done.
Because 100%. Yes. That is our mentality in the United States of America. Yes.
How many people, Sherry, walk into your building like a new client and just say, I want a GLP or I want Ozempic because they just.
The majority of people now.
Yeah. Because they think that's going to fix, again, air quotes, fix them when, you know, we can talk about the root cause as far as disease. I personally feel like when it comes to this topic, the root cause is looking at, you know, what are your habits throughout the day as far as eating goes? What are you eating? How are you eating? And something you said, Pete, earlier in the previous segment, I personally don't agree with that. I don't think if you have a sense of mind to want to change your, at least your diet and you want to lose some weight, and that's great. You shouldn't have to restrict yourself from any food. It's always about your portions. It's always about, like, I can have pizza tonight. I'll have two pieces of pizza, but I won't eat an entire pizza driving home.
Well, that's no fun.
I mean, and that's something I used to do. I would eat an entire pizza from Milwaukee to Kenosha in my car, and guess what? I've gained weight. But I learned that I can eat pizza, but I just can't eat as much as I want. I mean, of course, if there's an allergy or something of the sort, there's certain things you probably need to say goodbye to. But again, that thing of like people want to restrict themselves from certain foods when it's more about like, hey, man, have ice cream once a week, have a scoop or two, and then be good. You don't have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%. I mean, what I will tell you is the majority of people don't want my nutrition help. I mean, unfortunately, they don't. Like, and I have conversations because I have like health coaches. I have nutrition. Like, that's what we want to help with. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to waste our time if people aren't. You have to be ready for that. So the majority are 100% looking at it as this is going to help me lose weight, and I'm going to maybe make some changes, but I'm going to continue the majority of what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, Sherry. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to reintroduce you. You're our nutritionist and dietitian expert, and you are the founder of Weightless MD, which leads me to a question that might contradict a little bit what Greg said. I agree it's about portions to some extent, but to me, I feel best when I do low carb. I don't feel inflamed. My whole goal now is to not have inflammation in my body. And for me, it's carbs that do that. Is that normal? And if you do, like Greg said, if you do eat small portions, will you still experience inflammation even if you're eating carbs or bad carbs?
You have to meet people where they're at. You know, you have to meet people where they're at. So like if Greg's, you know, like you said, if he's eating, you know, three, I don't remember exactly what you said, but it's just an example. If you were eating three pizzas a day and you go down to one, that's a huge change. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to meet people where they're at. And my goal is to get people on low carb because one day we're all going to realize that we don't need them. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, and it's actually the most easiest fix to fix all these diseases, but we're so far removed because of the food, the poison that is out there, that you have to tiptoe into it with people because they're addicted to food. It's not even about, oh, okay, yeah, let's just eat real food. That's nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. And then yet they put these chemicals in the food to make you addicted. So we have to wean people off of the crack cocaine. Like it's a mess.
And I think also the thing too is that when you come to my first thought is, you know, Michelle Obama, when she just said, hey kids, try a vegetable, and you say to anyone, hey, maybe take down your carbs, maybe less sugar, maybe less red meat, something that will, like, coming from an expert or just someone of concern with just a small piece of advice, especially in America, they can go off the rails and say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat a cow while it's still alive, while I'm making, like, they take it as such a challenge to their individualism or their patriotism or just everything about them. When I'm just trying to say, hey, eat less bread. I'm not saying don't eat bread at all. I'm just saying maybe don't eat a sandwich at every single meal. Just like take it down a little. And as you said, meet yourself with set small goals. I feel like the other thing too is we live in this society that we can see someone on television lose 200 pounds in a few weeks on a program that would cost any one of us tens of thousands of dollars to do. Plus, not to mention the fact losing that much weight that quickly, I think, is very unhealthy. But people do not want to, they want to set these really extreme goals. And when they don't meet them, they feel like failures. And then they go back. And that's the problem. You can't say to them, hey, man, just make a small goal this week. Go for one walk this week.
That's very true, because I don't have a lot of them, but I have a handful of people that I'm starting to worry about their weight because they're underweight. Yeah. So, you know, it's all about, I mean, it is all about like managing and talking through these things, but you know, like I can't now, like someone came in the other day and I was like, whoa, I mean, do you like, should we start weaning you off? Absolutely not. We're not weaning off of it. So now you get the extreme.
Sherry, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about, like, if somebody comes into Wayless MD, and wellness, how do you get them, like, you know, you're very attentive to your patients, but how do you get them to keep the weight off? What is your number one goal if you're not using a GLP or if you are using a GLP?
Well, no matter what, I mean, most people have to go through some type of program to get to a healthier state. I say metabolic health. I know that means like who knows what to anyone, but we assess metabolic health. And if you start a program and lose 50 pounds and you're still incredibly metabolically unhealthy, you're not going to keep the weight off. So we're recommending programs that we feel people need to get them into that healthier state in order you build that resilience. You know, I'm metabolically healthy. When I go on vacation and overeat, I don't gain weight because I'm metabolically healthy. So our goal is.
Yeah.
That's great. If I could ask you one more question, I'm kind of doing this low carb thing at the moment. What about Quest bars? We've got about a minute left. Are those? I know they're. Oh no. Okay. Never mind. You just answered.
You mean a fancy Snickers bar, Pete?
A chemically induced treat.
Okay.
Oh, we got to wrap it. We have about 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm just saying xylitol. I don't know how you are not crawled over and dying in pain from all the xylitol that is in those products.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Do you get extreme stomach aches when you eat those?
Well, you know, I'm so darn muscular. It's tough for those chemicals. No, I don't know. Oh, but I'm not going to eat them anymore, thanks to you. Sherry, as always, thank you so much.
I am here to help you. Reach out to me. I am here to help you.
You're awesome. And thank you, as always,
thank
for
you
your
so much.
Insights.
You guys
and,
are great. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon, I hope. Check out Wayless MD and Wellness and the seek the insults and the consultations of Sherry Stoka. We are coming right back for the nightcap on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in Radio Park in lovely Racine right now with a Brewers victory over the Tampa Bay, who cares, 8-2. Upstate from us, upstate. I like that. It sounds fancy, Pete. In upstate Wisconsin is Pete Schwabe, and over yonder, due west, is Dom Lee on the ones and twos. This is the Yonder Hay Triangle for you tonight. We're so happy you're joining us. Don't worry, when we're done, there's still lots of great programming here on Civic Media, so stick around. Listen. You can also download the Civic Media app and listen to shows, listen to the music stations we have. You can get your news, you can get sports, weather, all those great things. And when we have a text to win contest, you can participate using that app. So download the app right now. Be a part of the fun. It's absolutely free. Tomorrow's episode, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow for a couple of reasons. One, Pete and I are taking part in what's called a brain rot quiz that has been engineered by a young Domle up in Madison. So we'll be doing that quiz. And then we will be premiering the Nightlight Movie Club, where we'll be talking about the film The Sandlot. I am super looking forward to tomorrow.
That is exciting. It's kind of a revamped popcorn pick. That is our popcorn pick of the week, and it's part of the Nightlight Movie Club. And I'm just excited to talk about that movie again. It's just such a great film, you know.
And to Mr. Brett in Brown Deer listening on WAUK, he says, did you guys just give me homework? That's a radio first. I'll watch The Sandlot tonight. I don't want to fail. It wasn't homework. You can definitely, you can watch. You don't have to watch, but I think it's more fun if you do.
I agree. You can go off memory if you want. I'd still rather have people chime in. And absolutely.
Spark note. I have probably watched The Sandlot 20, 30 times in my life. And I watched it this week, and there were still moments like, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
There's that little moment, that little line, that little thing that, did, you know, it always happens. It's great. So tomorrow will be the premiere of the Nightlight Movie Club, as well as a brain rot quiz. We'll get your top three stories. We'll get your nightcap. It's great. Stick around for that. But while I'm talking about the nightcap, Pete, I think it's time to get on some fancy smoking jackets, turn the lights down, and let's move our way into the final segment of the evening. Would you, Dom? Oh, yeah.
I need a pipe right now.
Yes.
Full pajamas, slippers, and a bathrobe like dudes used to wear in the 40s in movies, you know, which nobody ever wears.
I was going to say, like, I think the last time I went to bed in full pajamas, I was like 12, and it was Christmas Eve. Nowadays that just feels so constricting. But we have a few more comments on the text line here from Casper in Madison again. He's pushing back on my statement. He says, being highly skilled at an activity does not equate to athleticism. That's all I'm saying. Well, you've said it.
I kind of agree with that, but I
totally disagree.
I just disagree with them on the
racing. Here's the thing is, I don't think a single one of you would walk up to any of those referred sports and say to their faces, you're not an athlete. None of you would do that, period.
True.
If you won't say that, won't say that, because I don't want to get hit in the face by a curler. also, Eric in Madison on WMDX, thank you so much for bringing up this name. And I'm going to add one, Spud Webb. And I'm going to, and he was one half of the tiny point guards of the 80s in basketball. Muggsy Bogues.
Let's not forget Spuds McKenzie.
Let's not forget Spuds McKenzie.
Friend.
Let's also not forget
Air Bud.
Air Bud.
A lot of dogs. A lot of dogs that, could dunk back then. It was weird.
it was really a dog-centric time in the NBA. I really miss those days. I really, really do. But, we really appreciate that. And Mark in Prairie du Sac says, Dick Trickle got a mention on That 70s Show. Topher Grace's Eric embarrassed his his show mom, Kitty, by dropping the name. It's true. But was he a race car driver in the 70s? I thought it was the 80s.
I just
what do I know?
His name.
I thought DeBrickashaw Ferguson was a comedic name. I didn't know. So what do I know about sports? So
Dave in Madison in the 608 says Dick Trickle was so athletic he could smoke cigarettes during caution laps. He also called 911 to report his own suicide from a cemetery. Is that true?
I have no idea. That feels like a whole heap and helping of funny right there. And if it's not funny, I apologize for laughing at such a serious topic.
That's tragic.
Let me just see here if we got any other names on the Facebook. Nope, we got that's it. We had
good, yeah.
Oh, I think We had one more, but it's not load. Oh, yeah. Another Key and Peele. Junior. All right. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
Man, I learned, I always learn stuff from Sherry. That's kind of a no-brainer. But I did learn, I learned that Pete Hegseth and Kristi Noem, I don't know. I didn't learn anything, Greg. This is a first.
What? You learn things. Knock it off.
I learned more about GLPs. I will say that. And then there I cannot. And you know what? Simply put, I can't have Quest bars anymore if I need something sweet when I'm cutting back on carbs. Thank you to Sherry Stoka.
Have a piece of fruit. Nice piece of fruit.
Yeah, I do like fruit. I love fruit.
Just trying to help here. All right. I learned that that the IRS is an important appendage in the American governmental system, and that by not funding it is bad for everybody, but not rich people, because rich people are more important than we are. It was great to meet Sherry. I could talk to her for 5 hours. She'd be sick of me around our...
Give her a call.
Like 30 minutes into the conversation.
And she knows Leon Messi.
Sherry, it's Greg again.
Messy,
you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's right.
All right.
Just sorry. Calm that's down. What Dom learned tonight.
Yes, yeah, that's what I learned. That was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Dave on the text line, Madison on WMDX says, "Not funny, Greg. Hometown hero." I don't know what that means.
Is he from Madison?
Is Dick Trickle from Madison? I have no idea. But
yeah, I think Dave.
I did not mean any disrespect, Dave, in Madison. So you know, I watched that racing when I was a kid. I was just asking a question. So,
Dave is from Christmas City. And he could take a joke. I think
ring-a-ding-ding.
I got the mistletoe ready, guys, whenever you want to drive up.
All right. Thank you very much to Dominic and Tucker, traffic and engineering. Without your fine, fine work, these microphones do not work, and we're talking into nothingness. But I want to thank everybody who called, texted on the live stream, everyone who called in the show. I want to thank Anisha, Stephen, as well as Sherry Stoka for being here on the show tonight. Remember, tomorrow, Brain Rot Quiz, as well as the inaugural movie club for Nightlight here on Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Pete, say goodnight to the folks.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.